This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today we have chosen something that was from our 2015 annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer, which we think is important for you to hear.
2 Corinthians 4:3. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest. He's scared of something. The devil's scared of something. He's blinded their minds. What's he scared of? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. People, you know that he's got a hammerlock. Cast him off their minds. Then, hallelujah. Verse 6. I didn't have time really to preach Genesis 1 like I wanted to. But I know what it is, so I'm going to shout. Genesis, oh, no, no, no. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, the same one that said, Yehi-Eor, the same one that said, light be, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. For what? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The mystery, the hidden mystery. Hold your hand right there and go to Colossians 1. Woo! Colossians 1:26. It talks about this mystery all through the Bible, New Testament. And it calls it the hidden mystery. It was hidden in God. It's the mystery of all mysteries. It's God's plan of all plans. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known. That means he wants us to know it. He's not keeping it hidden anymore. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, here it is, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The moment you got born again, that blinder came off your eyes. He said to you, Yehi-Eor, and he spoke light and glory into your spirit, and he became your hope of glory. All you could stand, glory's measurable, all you could stand at that time. But there's a plan to increase that glory in you. The presence of God, the presence of God. And that plan is 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. It's talking about people who look in the Word and they have blinders on. They can't avail. They can't see it. But that's not us. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with an open face, when we read the Scriptures, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. When we look in the Scriptures, we're supposed to be looking for the glory of the Lord. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You got born again. You got Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then you're supposed to go to the Word and renew your mind. Look for the glory of God. And while you're looking for it, the Holy Ghost is working on your temple, just like Moses worked on the tabernacle and Solomon worked. And one day this temple of the God is going to be finished. And your part in it is you look in the Scriptures and you look for the glory and the and yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost. And he changes you from glory to glory. When I first working for Brother Hagin, and I'm doing the Word of Faith, and I'm doing books, and he'd go out and preach, and then he'd come in every once in a while. I need to ask him a question. I save up my questions. He walks into my office. I can't think of the question. It seemed like God walked in the room. I'd beat myself up after he left. I'd think, what's the matter with you? You know he's not God. Why are you acting like that? Well, here's what the Lord told me later, much later, when he could tell me. He said, some people yield to the plan better than others. Every one of you starts out with a measure of the glory, the presence of God. And then if you work the plan, and you look in there in the scriptures, and you look for the glory, then you get changed, and you get the glory of God, the presence of God, and it increases in you. Some people, he said, have yielded to the plan better than others, and Brother Hagin has yielded. So when he walks in the room, you sense more of God. I later found it to be true with quite a few people. Brother Halverson, Sister Wilkerson, Sister Tifa Tiller. You remember that? How she was? But we're all supposed to be doing that. We're all supposed to be yielding to that plan. In 1979, Brother Hagin brought two people into my office. He didn't know they were coming. He said, I want you to take care of them till I get back. It was John G. Lake's daughter and son-in-law. And we became fast friends. The kids were over at my house the other day, and I told them about my secret file cabinets. I'd even let them go in and get some things out of those secret file cabinets. Brandon's going to house sit for me. Hannah and I are going on a vacation to Hawaii after this meeting. And Brandon and Destiny are going to house sit. He said, I'm going in those files. She brought a whole lot of stuff. And this one thing she brought was a handwritten letter by John G. Lake. She brought it to Brother Hagin. I made a copy of it. Foolishly, I folded it and lost some of the words in the middle, but there it is for you to see. That's John G. Lake's handwriting. And I'm going to read you what that letter says. Thing, just leave it up there while I'm reading it. Dear Brother Shugden, so-and-so is proclaiming so-and-so's revelation that Jesus is coming in 1914. So this was written before 1914. But every man and woman in living union with him and who is at all conversant with the Word of God is assured in advance that Jesus will not, cannot come in 1914. For the very fact that the particular message that the quickened and unified and Holy Ghost-empowered church, which is his body, must give to the world before Jesus comes, has not been given. Indeed, those who are proclaiming loudest this immediate appearing are not apparently conscious that the glory of the latter house, or the church of the last days, is to be greater than the glory of the former. You know, I study a lot about end times and last days and preach a lot about it and Shemitah year and all this and that, blood moons, this and that. I picked out a date for Jesus to come, Rosh Hashanah. I didn't say which one it was. But that's just my choice. Brother Roy Hicks said, go ahead and pick out a date. There may be a prize for the one who gets it right. So I submitted my date. Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. That was September 13. End of the Shemitah cycle, go into the new Shemitah cycle. So we have a meeting on that day out there at Prayer Mountain. It was our regular meeting day. And so I played some Rosh Hashanah music from Israel. Then I played Vestal and Howard Goodman singing, I Believe He's Coming Back, like he said. And we waited. And he didn't come. But I knew he wasn't coming. Because I looked out there at Tony. And I... There was no shining faces. I knew one coming, because we still haven't done it. We still haven't given the Holy Ghost empowered church, because we're not unified. We've let schisms and divisions, and Jesus said, when they see your unity, they're going to see your glory. I'm telling you right now, if I had any grudges, I'd get rid of them. It'll keep you from getting your prayers answered. I don't know if I brought that word from the Lord tonight, but we got it out on our table. We got one that the Lord gave us, and this came on Prayer Mountain after we'd sung, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." You've come to the time now for the lightning, the glory of the unseen to be manifest to you. You've come to the time when the things of the earth are growing dimmer. Earth's magnetism will soon release you. The gravitational hold will be taken away. But until that day, degree by degree, step by step, more and more, the glory will shine on you. Your eyes will see even more than you've ever seen before, and that more, more, more that you cry for will come unto you. Things you grasp, you'll let go of. Grudges you've held will hold you no more. I thought that was interesting. Grudges you've held will hold you no more. Grudges you hold you. Fires of lust. I think one time, Victoria, I heard you say unforgiveness or something like that, and carrying around a grudge is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die. Fires of lust will hold you no more. Freedom will ring within your soul, even as now does in your spirit. Free, free, free shall my bride be, and the manifestation of me shall show up on your face, and the glory and the grace in every place you go. The time has come, and that you know, but this isn't the whole of it. This isn't the all. You really are barely beginning. Steps and degrees will increase quickly, and the Master will become everything to you. The Master will become the bridegroom, the glorious bridegroom. The bride will become glorious like him. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I could preach another 45 minutes, but I'm not going to. I'm going to quit right here. But I've seen... one more thing. 2 Corinthians 4, 6 and 7. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and we thank you for listening to the message we think is important that we've taken from our autumn Assembly of Prayer. You can get the whole Assembly of Prayer on CDs or DVDs. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Shalom, shalom.